coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz.
Hey there.
There you go. And we're in some top secret location here in Redondo Beach, California.
Very secret.
Very secret. That's right. And it's actually cool in here.
I did my best. Try to keep
Well, I just got back from Arizona. We're watching the news here. They're talking about stay inside, get air conditioning. It's a heat wave. I got back from Arizona. I'm freezing.
I know.
It's horrible. I hate it. Especially at the beach down here. At Redondo Beach, it's always foggy and crappy.
Yeah, cold mornings.
Yeah, cold afternoons.
Yeah.
I mean, when you come from 120, 125 degrees and you go to 85.
That's a drop.
It's a big drop. But anyway, how you been? I missed you last week.
I've been okay. I was kind of under the weather.
When I first saw it, when I saw you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And then I went even deeper under the weather and then finally came back out and, you know, just checking out some.
Am I missing something? Did you get more tattoos?
I did get one more, yeah.
It's like a married couple. I noticed that.
You're the one of the first people to actually notice.
I noticed you have
saying something. That one's new.
I want to go back when I first met you. You had short hair and I don't think you had a tattoo.
They're up here. You just couldn't see them.
Now you look like my stepson, Patrick.
Yeah.
That's funny. Well, thank God you get them. I don't have any.
I don't have much room anymore.
Huh?
I mean, I'm gonna have to start really planning ahead.
You've got plenty
anymore.
Of room. Yeah, I could introduce you to Patrick, my stepson.
Yeah.
And his fiance.
Uh huh.
Oh man, they better not ever ask for any money for a wedding because they spend so much money on their tattoos.
Right.
So anyway,
I get mine at a good deal. I've got a hookup with the folks at Third Street Tattoo. For some reason, they took a liking to me years ago.
Yeah.
And then they have a lot of specials and deals. This one was kind of like their birthday special for their anniversary of being in business.
So on their birthday, you can't. I guess we're on radio, I think.
Right.
What would that tattoo cost?
This one cost me $100.
What would it cost to some layman walking in?
Yeah, probably $200 to $300.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy vodka.
Anyway. Well, that's it. I'm kind of eschewing alcohol. That's something I think I've just.
I did that for 3 months.
Yeah.
I did the. We just got back from the Colorado River.
Uh-huh.
That I fell off the wagon there. I fell off the boat.
120 degree days is tough to.
You can't drink in the daytime.
You really can't. You know.
I was drinking Pedialyte.
Yeah.
Not loaded up, just Pedialyte and all this. One of my daughter's friends is all this health food guy, and he's all buff. Anyway, he has these little packets.
Uh-huh.
Puts into water and into juice and things.
Yeah.
It's very salty.
Okay.
But I was drinking it. I was fine. But, when you either drink or you don't drink. We're out there at the river.
There's no halfway.
You don't drink in the boat. I mean, you can't drive the boat and drink, period, in the subject. But we had a few. Anyway, we went to the river. My wife and I went a couple of days early with our damn dog. And we didn't stay at the house. We stayed at what was formerly known as the Econo Lodge.
Okay.
And now it's called the Lodge at the River.
The Lodge of the River.
And it's just across from Laughlin. You can see the lights. You can't really see the buildings because of the curvature of the river.
Yeah.
So we checked in. I go, that's pretty. They have suites, little mini suites.
Mm-hmm.
I go, okay, we got it through hotels.com.
Okay. Went on there.
So we go up there in Bullhead City, and they could sue the hell out of me. If you saw my Facebook, anybody wants to look at my Facebook page, my daughter's actually got mad at me for dropping a few F-bombs on it.
Right.
But we show up, we get the room, go to the back overlooking the river. Right below is a pool where I have pictures of myself and my daughters in there like 28 years ago.
Yeah.
When they were 1 and 2.
Same place, same hotel.
Same place.
Okay.
And I've been back since in 25 years. We go in there, we go into the room. There's 2 TV stands, no TV. Which I can live with that. It's one night.
Right.
There's no toilet paper.
Okay, that sucks.
There's no There are no towels.
Oh.
There is nothing on the pillows, except for probably crabs.
Yeah, right.
And this was a shithole of shitholes.
Right.
Walk out to the balcony overlooking the beautiful Colorado River and the pool where we raised our kids for 5 or 6 years. I called it, on my Facebook page, I think I called it full of cum stains and whatever. It was really rude.
You need, like, one of those ultraviolet lights. I've seen guys go into a room. Let's turn on the ultraviolet line.
It's like 2.5 men. Yeah, Charlie Sheen's ceiling. Anyway, I Pam goes, looks at me like a little girl.
Uh-huh.
Dad? I go, don't worry, we're not staying
here. We
got
to fix this.
I go back. I didn't even ask for a refund.
Yeah.
Just, I gave the guy back his card. I was very vocal about the fact that you lied on your, everything on your application.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on, did a video.
Yeah.
And but Hotels.com wouldn't accept my video.
Hmm.
They wanted to know verbally what I thought about it.
Yeah.
So, and at the end of the day, it's $100. Mm-hmm. I'll never see again.
Sure.
But I'm going to ruin them. My life mission now, do not go to the Econo Lodge or the Lodge at the River in Bullhead City. Well, Bullhead City itself is, you can go there if you want to buy meth.
But, just sleep in your car if you're on your way to Bullhead City.
Their Walmart, which I went to,
uh-huh,
makes our Walmart look like Nordstrom's. And the people,
uh-huh,
they don't sell bras apparently, and to old ladies.
They're very optional.
They're not optional. They're forbidden.
They're just nope, none.
No, soap's forbidden too, I think. And anyway, the employees are all great.
Yeah.
And I bought some new shorts, swim trunks, shorts, whatever. So my other ones were falling off, so I had to buy some new ones. Anyway, I wanted to destroy that the Econo Lodge, but it was needles. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's just needles.
Yes.
Across from the place we stay at, we pull the boat back in, and we all feel this, explosion, like a reverberation. We feel the air move.
Oh, wow.
And we heard it.
Uh-huh.
We look over across the river about a quarter mile other side of the river, because we're in the Arizona side, and this was on the needle side.
Uh-huh.
Big plume of black smoke, and we see flames.
Uh-oh.
So I call a buddy of mine who owns he's our boat guy out there.
Yeah.
And I go, please tell me it's not your shop, because it looked like it was real close.
Oh, no.
Because when you sit in call it the compound,
uh-huh,
and which the address of the compound is actually 69 Dyke Road.
Wow.
That is the address, 69 Dyke Road, everybody. And we're sitting there trying to triangulate.
Hmm.
Now, remember, I flunked geometry.
I didn't even get that far. I couldn't deal with algebra.
I should have taken dumbbell math. But anyway, I was... We're going, oh, my God, my buddy's shop's over there. Well, because I'm looking at the McDonald's sign over by Route 66.
Yeah.
He's trying to figure it out. Well, it wasn't. So I called him. I said, please tell me it's not your shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me back. He said, well, no, it's a few blocks away, but there are a lot of meth labs right around the corner. Right. He lives in Arizona. But anyway, it's if you want a great, sexy place to go visit, take a date out there.
Yeah.
Go to the Motel 6 and Needles. But we found a nice hotel there. We left the Econo Lodge and went to Needles and spent another $150 on a room.
Needles?
So, yeah, well, it's right at the freeway.
Yeah.
And everything's closed down there.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a ghost town, like a movie after a world war or something. But it's making a comeback.
Episode of Breaking Bad or something.
Or something like that, I guess. But it's making a comeback because... Mm-hmm. Route 66 is kind of in vogue now. Everybody wants to do a motorcyclist and cars.
Imagine that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But if you ever want to really waste a month of your life, take Route 66. So anyway, that was our trip. That's what I missed last week.
Well, you know, like the guys from South Bay Custom, you know, the tours they do.
Exactly.
You know, that's kind of cool. In fact, last year I interviewed one of the guys who had done Route 66 tours now or something, a guy named Richard.
Uh-huh.
And, it was kind of cool. It turns out he had lived in the Bay Area for a while, and then we're talking, he's like, yeah, I remember Jay Cruz from some of the stations in San Jose. So it was kind of a small world, you know, and he was introduced to me through a PR person, you know, instead of like, you know, Mikey or someone over at SBC.
Wow.
Which is kind
of... Well, but, you know, they're all, most of those people that's from South Bay Customs are all Europeans.
Right.
And they that's their goal in life. Like your goal may be to go see the Vatican.
Yeah.
Or have a beer in Munich.
Yeah.
Their goal is to do Route 66.
You can probably ride Route 66 quicker than you can get into the Vatican from some of the lines I've heard.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. They no one, you know, there's ways to get into the Vatican.
Yeah.
You just get a, you look at a bunch of statues with guys with little dicks. Sorry. I'm not there one time. I mean, the first time I was in the I made notes today. We're not even close to the notes. Mm-hmm. The first time I went to Rome was in 1973.
Okay.
And I was 20 years old. I went to the Vatican, and they chewed my ass out because I wasn't dressed properly.
Wow.
And I made a joke about the guys with little dicks.
Yeah, I would too.
All the statues. And then there's the Pietà, the famous statue.
Yeah.
The Virgin Mary holding the dying Jesus, and somebody had already taken a hammer to it.
Oh.
So they put it behind this plexiglass.
Sure.
So, and then they're outside the door, they're asking us to donate money for the poor people in wherever.
That's going right to the Pope's
pocket. I'm going, if you just sold that effing statue, you could feed all of Africa for 20 years.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church won't do that, but I don't want to go there. This is an uplifting radio show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'd rather do Route 66. So much of America I haven't even seen.
I know.
You know.
My buddy Don wants me to do Route 66, fly back to Chicago, and then drive back here with, like, take 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We've talked about it for 20 years.
You got to do it.
I don't know. He has one of those badass Porsches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going, I can't even get in and out of it.
I ain't getting out.
Can we take my truck? But it's, I don't know. It's a long drive.
You
I drove to the river and back, and that's enough.
That's plenty.
Yeah, well, anyway, we had our kids out there, grandkids, two dogs, two grandkids, two son-in-laws, two daughters, and Pam and I. And it was
sounds
a lot
like
of fun.
A good time.
It was a good time. Even the grandkids loved it, and they're only almost 2 years old, but they were having fun. They didn't, you know, the heat doesn't bother little kids. It bothers the parents.
Yeah.
They think that, and my daughters act like I don't know how we raise these kids. They think we're dumb as dirt. I'm sure I thought my parents were dumb as dirt, but they probably were.
Somehow they became who they are, so you must have done something, right?
I didn't F up that bad with you guys. But, well, you know, they can't be in the boat too long. We got to go back. After 3 hours, they got to come back and have their nap.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to have the sound machine, and you can't talk. I get shushed all the time. And then they come back, and they watch all these shows on the TV, which is Miss Rachel.
Okay.
I'm telling you, if you want to be a dad, Miss Rachel and the tow truck. I mean, the garbage truck show.
Yeah, it's a garbage truck show.
It's a talking garbage truck.
Oh, okay.
Along with a big fat bear. It's very politically correct.
I bet it is.
Yeah. it's got everybody. All different race, creeds, and colors, and sexual whatever.
Do they have a gay bear or something in there?
I don't. You know what? You have to watch it.
I don't know about that guy.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going. This is kind of weird. As the old insurance guy that I am, I go. All the kids want to. All these creatures are jumping on the front of the trash truck.
Uh huh.
And those, the apparatus that raises the can.
Yeah.
They jump on those things.
Huh.
I'm going. So some kid's going to jump on one of these trash trucks and get squished.
Yeah,
it's see the hell
not a good thing to see.
It's okay. My grandkids can speak.
Yeah.
English better than I can, and they're 2 years old.
That's impressive.
They're not being a parrot. They just keep talking.
Well, if you talk to the kids, they learn how to talk quicker, as opposed to baby talk, if you will.
That's it. That's my point. Yeah, they're one's a year and a half.
Yeah,
and she can talk like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's okay. We had a ball. The kids had a great time. I got wet with the girls, and it was all fun. And what else do we do here? Except we had two dogs, which are a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Now, they know it's hot.
Yeah, but they just want to be with us, and it's a problem.
Yeah, they're happy to be involved.
But we're out there, and we didn't have Miss Rachel on. Remember, when my kids were young, it was Barney.
Yeah.
I love you, you love me. Anyway, now it's more high-tech.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more colors in the rainbow.
Sure.
Yeah, it's very correct. So we're watching it the whole time. And guess what we watched? We watched the debate. Did you watch the debate?
I did. I was practicing my bass during it, but I had it on.
Jesus Christ. Well, we watched most of it.
You know, I'm glad I was occupied with something else.
My two son-in-laws are Trumpers.
Right.
And, I mean, I'm not little. A lot.
Right.
Now, my one son-in-law has... No, his father's kind of been out of the picture.
Yeah.
Both his parents have, so for a long, long, long time.
Right.
So this is all his own. He figured this out about Sleepy Joe. He knows all of those slangs. I mean, what do you call it? All the slurs that Trump would use on Joe.
Yeah.
And when I watched the debate, I went, well, he's probably right. He needs to blink.
He doesn't look very good.
His eyes are so tight. Yeah, they need to replace him. But not with Trump.
No.
They're watching this. So it devolves into about the golf game.
Yeah.
And if you have time or if you haven't seen it yet, there's a little video somewhere in the internet from Caddyshack.
Uh-huh.
And it's got Ted Knight as Donald Trump.
Judge Smales.
And it's got some other, the oldest guy who ever lived is playing golf. That little annoying caddy is caddy.
Uh-huh.
The guy smokes all the time.
Right.
Anyway, they go that he was Biden. Someone within 5 minutes put this together.
That's crazy.
And it's brilliant. But just Caddyshack presidential race or something like that.
That I'll have to look up.
Yeah, you're gonna laugh. No matter who you like or don't like, it's pretty right on.
Yeah, both of them. There's plenty to pick on and laugh about and poke fun of. But the sad thing is, at the end of the day, you're going, this is America's choices.
That's all we have.
This is what we're.
How many millions of people we have? Well, you know, if I wanted the best golfer that won the club championship because he owns it.
Yeah.
And you want the best golfer around, and you want a philandering piece of shit golfer.
Yeah.
Just vote for Tiger Woods.
Right.
He's Asian. He's black. He checks a few boxes.
He does.
And he's a great golfer. So I'm going to vote for Tiger. Might as well.
Yeah, if he's running it.
And he got caught. So he's, you know, whatever.
And that's it.
But let's see. We had the debate, and we kind of walked out because after the golf thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we all swore we'd watch it without saying stuff.
Yeah.
That didn't last.
Oh, no.
So it's only halfway through our vacation with the kids. I'm going, we better stop this because we're going to be really, really bad.
Yeah.
And you know, most I think... I'd say more than 50% of my friends are all Trump people.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't discuss it.
Right.
I can say that I told my son-in-laws, since they have daughters now.
Yeah.
I said, so someday you won't mind if some guy walks up and grabs them by the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But they hate when I say that. My daughters hate it.
Right.
My wife really hates it. But that's the truth. If you have daughters and you vote for Trump, it means you whatever.
Yeah, that's a moral dilemma you need to check yourself
on. It is a moral dilemma, yeah. I mean, but I don't discuss it. Be political either.
But yeah, bottom line, when you got, you know, wives, daughters, and, you know, significant females in your life, that's something you need to, like, definitely consider with that guy.
But the women that like Trump don't consider that part. And, well, my son-in-law said, well, Steve, you say a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah, but that's...
And I do. I've had to apologize many times.
Yeah.
And sometimes I didn't apologize.
Uh-huh.
But I said, I'm not the effing president.
That's right.
I remember I told when I was a council member and not a mayor, there's a guy that was my nemesis a little bit. And
right.
He's out in the audience, and I said, I'm not going to use his name, but I said, him and his minions are more toxic to Redondo Beach than the cancer in my rectum.
Uh-huh.
I said rectum. I didn't say anything else. And
kept it medical.
That made the news.
Yeah.
And they still bring that up now and again. But I said, okay, well, I'm not the president.
Right.
Whatever. It's all good. So let's see. Keep ordering. I actually wrote notes. The drive home, when you go someplace, you say, if I go Route 66.
Yeah.
I think if I did it, I'd probably go, I head east.
Hmm.
But I don't know about the traffic in Chicago. But we were making it home from Needles, California, in record time. I wanted to stop in a town called Ludlow.
Uh-huh.
And my dog was going crazy.
Uh-huh.
So we just said, we kept going. But I would have made it 4 hours, which is highly unusual for me. But then we got about to San Bernardino.
Yeah.
And the traffic stops.
The traffic.
And Google Maps and MapQuest are about an hour behind on the, you know, they put the little color, they put yellow.
Right.
Where I'm sitting there basically ready to turn my engine off, and the freeway on the computer says it's in blue.
Yeah.
Like we're moving fast.
Like clear sailing.
I hate coming back. I mean, I love going home.
Yeah.
That's a nasty drive. When you get back, that's why when you go to Arizona at the Colorado River, they're all known as 909ers.
Oh yeah.
Because they show up first, and they're all the time because they're like 2 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, it's a quick little trip.
But 909ers is kind of a slur.
Yeah.
You're a 909er. It's just the way it is. We got back. We left. We're supposed to come home, like maybe today, but I had a business deal.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday morning at 9 o'clock in Palm Springs.
Uh-huh.
And I got home a couple of days early, which Pam was happy to come home.
Sure.
And I get a text. They canceled. I could have stayed, but we had to get home to drop my wife and the dog off and drive back to Palm Springs, so I didn't have to go back. But unfortunately, I didn't get the deal, which pisses me off. It's a real estate thing.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, let's see what else. We got back in time for Feed the Kitty
on
at the
Sunday?
Village Festival. Yeah. They thought, I talked to Jed Motley, and he said they bet we would be there.
Uh-huh.
But I guaranteed them we wouldn't be there. I was supposed to go to my Rotary Club had what we called a demotion party when the president's at their last meeting.
Right.
I RSVP'd no for there. That's where I should have been.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we got back in time to go over to the village. I unloaded the truck, took a shower, cleaned all up, shaved, and went over to the village. And they were great. 2 hours there.
Cool.
And the place was packed. People were having fun. It was called the Riviera Festival, Spring Fest, and it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we got there for the last 2 hours.
Yeah, I didn't make it this time.
I didn't see you. I
know. Yeah.
It was foggy and cold.
Yeah, kind of, you know, you're talking about the change in the weather, but between like it's 80 degrees to 120, you know, then we got the, you know, the evening breeze and the, you know, the clouds.
Yeah, it's horrible. I wore shorts, flip-flops, and a t-shirt. My little guns, I don't wear tank tops.
Uh-huh.
Look. So I'm not that guy. You know, so anyway, it was great. We were down there. I knew more people in the audience than I usually do.
Yeah.
And they played a great show, but we walked in, and I think Jed might be listening, but it cracks me up. My wife actually loves it because we go in, and they jacket search my name or Pam's name into like three songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's humbling. I'm not sick. I just got something in my chest here. If I have a heart attack, just let me die on the floor.
No.
Anyway, a new tattoo could be, you know, you might give me more diseases.
It's healed.
It's healed already.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were great. All these people, one guy walks up. Are you the guy they mentioned, Steve?
Yeah, that's SOB.
Yeah. No, I'm not that Steve. That's
I know.
Funny.
That's
Soderbergh.
Soderbergh, yeah.
Wherever we're there, every people turns around and looks at me.
Yeah.
Because I am Steve the SOB, and everything he did, I would have done myself.
It's not a stretch.
I mean, I can see
he just beat you to it.
Yeah, but the other songs, when I had them play one of my State of the City.
Oh, yeah.
Then I did I Love L.A.
I love Redondo.
I love Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
So I rewrote the lyrics like Weird Al Yankovic, and I went cruising down Pacific Coast Highway with a sweet, lovely Pam by my side.
Right.
And this one buddy of mine, another councilman, he loves that song. But he wrote it. I wrote that thing. You give me a break here.
Yeah.
But every time they play it, it makes my wife pitter-patter.
Nice.
Which, yeah, was cool. So I got to get to that point. That's what I try to segue into this. Next Sunday is my 34th wedding anniversary.
Ah, congratulations.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I hope it's kind of cool that she stuck with me for all these years.
So that's the 14th, roughly?
No, July 7th.
Okay, this Sunday.
Yeah, this coming Sunday.
Okay. Well, that's a nice day to remember, 7-7.
7-7, yeah, I'll order a couple 7-7s maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to drink a long time ago.
Is that Seagram's 7 and a Seagram's 7
Seagram's
7
up? 7 up, yeah. I haven't had one of those in...
Since the 70s. I think I was making those for my dad and his friend. I had the old Boston bartender book, and, you know.
I think I drank them before I was 21 at my mom's house. My parents were fairly open about that.
Yeah.
Liberal. And anyway, we're 34 years, and I had, I've known her since 1970 or so.
Mm-hmm.
To high school, but she always had boyfriends that were cute.
Uh-huh.
I was never the cute guy. She had a lot of boyfriends. She broke more hearts.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. She broke people knocking down fences.
Wow.
And I was always, I think I, in my heart of hearts, I was always jealous.
Uh-huh.
But when I'll give you a good example. When my buddy Jeff was going to Arizona State, it was Pam's boyfriend.
Okay.
So she wanted to go to the prom. She was a year behind me at St. Bernard's High School. So she asked Jeff if he minded if I took her to the prom. And I did. It was so platonic. There was no photos.
Yeah.
No kiss.
Uh-huh.
I still had to pay.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
It was a Beverly Wilshire Hotel. You know, the Beverly Hills Cop thing.
Yeah.
It's right there.
That's cool.
It was great. But, yeah, it was so platonic because she had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyway, I was always the buddy.
Yeah.
And, in fact, she's been at both my weddings.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got married, she was married to somebody else. But she came to the wedding as a guest. And my mom walked up and said, he should be marrying you.
Wow.
At the reception.
Even mom knew.
Not in front of my new wife.
No.
But my mom goes, I want grandkids, and that one's not going to give me any. It was real loud, too. But anyway, then...
And they say, you know, speak now or forever, hold your peace. So there's something to that.
Yeah, but I should have asked her way before. And anyway, I remember there's a concert we went to. Oh, there was something else. I'm going to remind me to talk about the Who.
Okay.
The Jose.
Anyway,
that's a fresh story. That's today.
That's hilarious.
But she got married the first time. I was in the Sentinel Hospital. Go figure, with a back injury.
Oh, wow.
And it was a work comp thing, Safeway. They had me in the hospital. The doctor came in and said, you could probably go home.
Uh-huh.
And I went, well, I'd like to go home because my one of my best friends is getting married tomorrow. And it's going to be at the Westport Beach Club in Playa del Rey, California. And a long Catholic wedding. I said, I'm going to go to the wedding. He goes, you're going to a wedding?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not releasing you.
No.
It was a work comp thing, so I had to listen to what he said.
Yeah.
He goes, your back's... You can't go playing around at the wedding, and I've already seen you in this hospital.
Yeah.
I was there for a while, and people would bring me... I mean, I have pictures in that hospital with a pack of Marlboros and a beer at the nightstand.
I might have seen that once.
Yeah. That was a knee surgery picture.
Okay.
So I've been to hospitals too many times. Anyway, he goes, you're not getting released. I missed that wedding. In fact, she had a picture... at a payphone at the Westport Beach Club, calling me,
wow,
at a reception. But her husband took it out of their album and destroyed it.
No,
see, I was always that guy. So anyway, we went through different our life the whole way and different things. She had kids, I didn't. All that. So, but we got. I was always her insurance agent.
That's interesting.
And so I finally gave her a Farmer's Friendly review.
Uh-huh.
The real deal. So we were chatting one day, and I was between people, and she was so. And I said, let's go have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
So I asked her, you want to go to date? A real date, not a friend date.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's always kind of awkward once you've known and you're friends, and then you're like, let's take this to the next level.
Because the next step is effing it up.
Right.
And I'm going, oh, this is stupid. But that was like in December 1st of 89, and by Christmas I proposed to her.
Nice.
Yeah, it was all good. So Pam, she never listens. I'm gonna make her listen. I love you, honey. And we're going out on Sunday somewhere, not to see Feed the Kitty.
Uh-huh.
At HT Grill. But yeah, I'm my best buddy for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to give her a shout out because she's been at my bedside through cancer, multiple operations.
Uh-huh.
And she's a great mom, a great grandma. Grammy.
Yeah.
Don't play grandma. And she puts up with my shenanigans, which will kind of calm down a little bit.
Not too much, but enough.
Not too much. Well, you know, compared to my son-in-laws, I'm still more fun than they are.
Yeah.
That's it. I love you, honey. 34 years. I'm just going to take it year by year.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I didn't know I'd live to be 34, much less be married 34 years. But I have known her since 1970.
Wow.
I don't know that very often. But the reason this came up, because I'm in my garage yesterday working on my butterfly cages.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just getting random. I'm getting my Spotify. I play the same thing over and over and over.
Sure.
And I love Feed the Kitty. I love Pet Project. And I love various music. But I'm going, give me something new. And one of the songs that came up was called My Wife.
Okay.
From The Who.
John Entwistle.
Yep. And my daughters, if you got my wife and two daughters in this room right now, they could sing it.
Nice.
They can't do it a cappella, but they could have, if they had the music behind them.
Uh-huh.
And they could sing it word for word.
That's cool.
They grew up with that song. And I put on the whole album on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
And I realized, I like all kinds of music. That's my favorite album ever.
Who's Next?
Who's Next?
It's a good one.
I don't know why. Maybe because I pee a lot, and I like this. They pee.
The album cover reminds me.
On
the album. I gotta go to the bathroom.
I better go pee. So, but it came out August 14th, 1971.
Okay.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
Maybe it was 72. It was 71. But anyway, that's a long time ago. But
yeah.
My friends and I all listened to that, either in my basement of our house or my other friend's house. My buddy Tim lived over there. We always played that song. But we went to the concert. A bunch of us, Pam's boyfriend, Jeff, and her, and a bunch of other people, went, and probably like three guys that Pam dated one time or another.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, I had to rub it in. She liked to date people. But she always dated cute guys, and it's not me. Anyway, one of the guys fell down the stairs. We were like the top row at the Forum.
Okay.
When you're barely 20 years old, 19, you can't.
You can't see.
Well, the tickets were probably $3.
Right, and that was a lot of money back then.
We couldn't afford the $5 tickets.
Exactly.
So anyway, we're there, but it was we saw. I think it was my first concert.
Nice.
Who's Next?
Uh-huh. I mean,
it wasn't called Who's Next, but I listened to the album. There's not one bad song.
No, that's probably their best album, pound for pound.
And I tell Jed and Jack that there's not. They ask how do you like the music on this new album?
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, I don't like that song.
Right.
There's not any album they put out, anybody puts out, you like every song.
Rarely, yeah.
There's a lot of shitty songs on some of these things. Anyway, the Who's Next album, if you're looking for a birthday present someday for me, it's The Who. Who's Next. I don't want to see him now.
Oh, no.
I don't want to see him at the Super Bowl.
That was kind of a letdown. I remember that. I remember getting calls and texts going, do we need to see this? You know?
No.
This is not... You know, Pete's not even old enough or able enough to windmill.
There's only two of them left.
Yeah.
Yeah, and some guy is 80 years old saying, talking about Teenage Wasteland.
Right.
It just says something freaky about this.
It's a little weird, yeah.
And, you know, these guys, they didn't know they'd live so long.
Right.
But it's...
hope I die before I get old.
That's right. That's true. Now they're saying, oh, my God, I hope I get some more Viagra before I get cold.
You know, Roger Daltrey even chastises the audience going, quit smoking the weed. I'm allergic to it. Or it's, you know...
Does he?
It's bugging his throat or whatever, you know? Just the amount. I mean, at a concert, it can be maybe overwhelming, although... I think back in the 70s, it was more overwhelming than now. I think half the people, you know... Either do it before they get there, or they have better air conditioning in most places now, but, you know, maybe
just
some places not.
Take a gummy. You know, take gummies.
Yeah.
It's just, and my very conservative wife, who didn't let any pot ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any now. But brownies.
Yeah.
Cookies. She's a queen of pot cookies now. And she takes one a night when she goes to bed, and she would have thrown you out of the inner circle. Before 420.
I got some really good gummies. The problem, I can't open that damn container.
Camino's.
Yeah.
It's Camino.
And then I even looked up online, because, you know, I'm like, at this point, someone else has had the same issue. Let me go to YouTube and see who's cracked the code. And there's this one guy, he spends like 5 minutes chasing the tin all around town, you know, like it's just like a cartoon.
I know,
exactly.
You got to push down and turn.
Yeah.
It's like... if you ate every gummy in that tin,
yeah,
you're not going to die.
No.
You might see this. Might be a little spaced out.
You're going to pass out and have a weird dream.
Yeah, but I can't. They're Caminos.
Yeah.
Yeah, like El Camino without the L.
Yes.
And it's. There's no reason I should know this.
They're pretty good. They're just hard to get in. Open.
They are, but you know. See, I need two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny. We're back to the river story. I come out, and on the counter, there's like four tins of Camino.
Uh-huh.
For my kids.
Wow.
I'm not. People think I exaggerate,
mm-hmm.
which I do. But before 420 or whatever, the January 1st or whatever,
yeah.
it became legal.
Right.
If you brought pot to the compound at the river,
yeah.
you were voted off the island.
That's what you said.
Pamela Aspel would throw. She'd confront you right now and get off. Get out of here. You're breaking the law.
Yeah.
No. It's legal.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, it's legal. It's legal, so it doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
This isn't like Reefer Madness.
No.
So, but anyway, so she buys them. I don't go to the shop. She buys them. And she's got a frequent buyer's card.
Nice.
At the, where we got?
Green Cross.
Green Cross.
Good spot.
It is a good
I just wish it was in Redondo.
It's not in Torrance.
It's on the Strip. It's L.A. County.
It's L.A. County.
Yeah.
There's nothing in Torrance.
There's about five other competitors on that same strip, I believe.
If you go to Needles, California, and then all around Laughlin,
yeah,
it's like a McDonald's. Every other corner's got one on it.
Wow.
I was talking to our cannabis person,
uh-huh.
Joan Irvine,
right,
who has a show on here, right?
She does. Yeah.
And she asked me if I knew anything going on with the city,
right?
About it. I said it will not be approved in Redondo Beach.
Wow.
For a long time because
yeah.
I have a new election cycle coming up and none of them have balls.
Mhm.
And the guy that I was consulting with, he's out. He has his places in Santa Ana.
Mhm.
But no one wants it in their backyard.
Right.
They think it's going to bring in all these rotten people.
Right.
And I said you should use Pam as a poster child.
Mhm.
She's like the Virgin Mary that has four kids, but she's never been in trouble.
Yeah.
They go, everybody loves Pam. They can pick some, they can poke holes in me all day long. But it's not like you have everybody, Reefer Madness sitting out here and holding liquor stores up so they can buy their pot.
Right. I mean, we have enough liquor stores, and that certainly has its own drawback.
It does.
You know?
Oh, yeah, it really does.
I mean, just the older I get, the more alcohol just doesn't seem to be my friend.
I took the 3 months off. I'm back on it.
Yeah.
But look, it's easy not to drink. Last night I said, I'll be the designated driver.
Yeah.
And which leads me to that. Went down to whiskey last night, but I haven't got to that part yet. About saw a pet project, plate the whiskey, and they knocked it out of the park. But there's a guy that's like 6'4".
Oh.
Young guy, about 25 years old. And I confused him with a guy that is about 5'6". The guy that I confused, Pam said, that guy's Jeremy. He just grew.
Uh-huh.
Jeremy was the backup drummer for Feed the Kitty when they went to Santa Fe, New Mexico and stuff. And we
right. I remember him.
Yeah, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Great little guy. Little guy. Anyway, this guy, I've seen this guy three or four times at the Feed the Kitty gigs. And he invited us to sit at his table.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't sit. And then he got in pictures with us. And finally, Pam goes, that's Jeremy.
Yeah.
Well, I walked up and talked, you're Jeremy? No, you grew.
Wow.
God, blah, blah, blah. And you still playing the drums? And the guy's looking at me and humoring me the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Jeremy. There's another guy I've met probably five or six times.
Yeah.
I know his dad's in my Rotary Club.
Wow.
His mom's in my Rotary Club. His dad's a big fan. Anyway, I went. So I didn't realize it until this morning. I talked to Jed on the phone. He goes, that wasn't Jeremy? So anyway, I called his dad and threw myself on a sword. I said, I'm really embarrassed because I talked to your son, and he was a good kid. He didn't blow my cover.
Mm-hmm.
He just humored me.
Yeah.
But you talked about the reason I thought it was because of the booze.
Uh-huh.
I was a designated driver.
That's funny.
I didn't even have a sake over at the sushi place.
No.
And nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm going. I'm sure the kid thought I was wasted, because I'm chatting with him like I was his long lost buddy. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's a. I wish I'd been drinking.
You're right. At least you have an excuse.
Yeah, you know, but it's just kind of, you know, I told my wife, you know, she said the other day we were at HT Grill and the hamburger outside was $18.
Okay.
At their trailer, on Paul's Big Deck.
Uh huh.
And
that's not even for the Wagyu, is it?
No. This was an interesting story. It's a double burger.
Mm-hmm.
Again, one of these diners, drives, and dives.
Mm-hmm.
All loaded up with some fries.
Mm-hmm.
$18.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, Pam and I just split it. It was the best burger I've had in so long. They did a great job.
And it's, nice.
It's cheaper than the Wagyu burger. It's way better, a lot of meat. And, you know Wagyu, by the way, I'm not going to guarantee this, but I think it's 73.27, the fat content, which is the cheapest ground meat you can buy, as far as I know. But they call it Wagyu, so they can charge you more for a hamburger.
All right.
And juicier.
It's
still just the cheapest ass piece of chuck you've ever found.
Uh-huh.
It's still good, though. It's good. I sound like John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Pork chops taste good.
Pork chops taste good. Bacon tastes good. I don't eat fucking swine. That's right. It tastes good.
Tastes good.
Where'd that come from? Anyway, if you go down there this weekend or 4th of July or something, they get a burger. But the point is, you pay $18 for a burger and you're complaining. They go pay $15 for a half a pour of a vodka.
Right.
You know, so if I realized for that 3 months that we didn't have any cocktails.
Uh-huh.
I could have bought a new house.
Saved a lot of money.
And I'm not at the HT Grill as much as I used to be. We're not like card-carrying members of the drunk family, but it was...
It adds up.
Booze is expensive.
It is. And, you know, I was just kind of taking a look at, you know, how I've been going, and I'm like, not like I overdo it, but like, you know, one or two beers a day, you know, three or four... days a week, you know, it's like, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, that's not, well you're a rookie. But I don't drink beer.
Yeah.
I had two beers in at the river last week.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had one. One was one of these knockoff fake beers.
Okay. Like now an alcohol?
Yeah,
like
so we took a bunch of those.
Heineken Silver
when
or something?
It was some IPA fake beer.
Okay.
It's tasty.
Yeah.
But when you're driving the boat in the river, you better
still gonna have a beer breath.
I know, but you passed the test.
Yeah,
that's what he says. You got a beer breath. Why drink O'Doul's?
Mm-hmm.
But we were out there the last day. We were at the river on Saturday, out in the water. You know, the river, especially before 4th of July,
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday,
right?
There's no future there.
No,
we usually are never on the river. But the kids wanted to go out. We went for a long cruise down to the gorge, they call it, down by Lake Havasu. And the water was so choppy because there's so many boats. They have all these boats that cost $500,000.
Uh-huh.
And they're like a year old. They won't be running in about 3 or 4 years.
Hmm.
But because guys don't maintain them. But the chop's all bad. But on the river, especially on a weekend, a busy weekend, you have San Bernardino County Sheriff, Mojave County Sheriff.
Hmm.
If you go north far enough where you get hit Nevada.
That's too many rollers.
Clark County Sheriff.
Yeah.
And you've got the Department of Fish and Game, and you have the regular police department.
Locals, yeah.
You got like 4 or 5 jurisdictions, and they all have a badge, and they can all arrest you.
And they got nothing else to do.
And they don't. And I were pulling off a beach, and my son-in-law got mad. I said, wait here, wait.
Yeah.
I don't want to go yet. He goes, why not? I goes, there's a cop right there going cruising on his little stupid boat, real slow, looking at all the boats.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you're not drinking. What are you worried about? I said, because I don't want to have to spend an hour proving I wasn't drinking.
Right.
And when they pull you over, they want to do a safety check.
Oh, yeah, full-on check on the boat.
And I have the whistles. Mm-hmm. I have a fire extinguisher, a signature up to date.
Yeah.
I got everything I need. I have a flotation device to throw to the person that falls overboard.
Uh-huh.
And I got more than enough life jackets. But that's an hour of my life I can't get
back.
Yeah,
and that's like your vacation time, and just, you know, being under that little microscope is just no fun. It just ruins your day. Even though you know you're not guilty, you're totally, all regs are checked, all boxes are checked, we're 100% legal here, they still want to look, because they're looking for something, anything,
yeah,
to do what they got to do, which is write you a ticket and get their quota, or, you know, protect the citizens of the lake or
they
whatever.
They pull over the wrong people, though.
Right.
The
usually
guys,
they do.
The guys in those $500,000 boats, I'm not kidding, they are 500 gram.
Yes.
They're like 30 feet. They go 100 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
You can't tow a skier. You can boom, 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 boom. You hear them coming a mile away.
Yeah.
And usually their pickup truck that tows it matches, and the trailer matches.
Mm-hmm.
But being around for as long as I have with the boats, I know from these people that those boats won't be running because the guys that buy them don't maintain them.
Right.
And you can go and get a loan for a $500,000 boat easier than getting a credit card.
Wow.
Easier than buying a house because they want you off that lot with that boat.
Yeah, yeah.
And the guys don't maintain them. If you, and the average boater,
mm-hmm.
this is average, so if you use your boat every day, don't get it on my face. Average boater uses their boat 8 days a year.
Right.
I think I used mine 7 last year.
Uh-huh.
We never got back. When I was younger, we'd drive out today and come back 2 days from now.
Sure.
No, I'm not doing that anymore. But these guys go, I'll get a boat. They're usually they're a box boy at Safeway or whatever you call it. And they get a boat and they use it for the summer and they give it back.
Yeah.
And you want to buy a boat ever, go buy a used boat.
Mm-hmm.
But my boat's 33 years old, got a new motor, some runs.
Cool.
Yeah, it's got little things going on. But I'm not buying a new boat.
Nah.
It's just not worth it. What else we got here? Oh, yeah, the sushi place I went to last night. Taka Sushi, Take Sushi, right across from, kind of across from Sushi.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Shohei Ohtani stuff in there.
Oh, cool.
Last night was Japanese Appreciation Month for the Dodgers or something.
Oh, okay.
Day or whatever.
Well, they have Yamamoto, too, even though he's on the IL. I mean, he's been a pretty good pitcher this year.
He hasn't hit paying about $50 million an hour, and you go on the IL. They're all on the IL.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. I will. They pitch too much as kids.
Yeah, they do.
So their arms blow out. They get rotator cuff or elbow or ulnar nerve.
Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, that used to be a big thing. Now it's like
pretty much a rite of passage.
Yeah, it is. You have to get Tommy John.
It's almost like teenagers getting Botox nowadays.
The lips.
Yeah.
Lips and tits. But anyway, Taka Sushi was beyond good.
Yes.
It was a recommendation. It's not fancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of dumpy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving down Sunset Strip and you see it, you're not going to pull in. It's not driving you in there.
Yeah.
But once you're in there, very special, very nice. As long as you don't mind paying $15 for a spicy tuna hand roll.
Right.
That's half the size you'll get down here.
Uh-huh.
It's very good, though. And I'm not going to tell you what we spent, but no booze.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really good. If you need a place to go.
Good to know.
And you're in Sunset Strip. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And it's about half a mile east of where the Beverly Hillbillies house is.
Nah.
You know where that house is? You ever seen it?
No. Just on the show.
It's on the corner of Sunset Strip and Sunset and whatever.
Like Doheny or something?
No,
or?
It's kind of an obscure street.
Okay.
Remember, I used to volunteer to give tours of L.A.
Oh, all right.
Like that. So it's the Beverly Hillbillies mansion.
Nice.
It's on a pretty busy street.
Yeah, interesting.
I tell my kids, they go, what's a Beverly Hillbillies?
Right.
They don't care.
I love that show, watching that on reruns growing up.
You loved What's Her Name's Boobs.
Elaine? Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae.
Ellie Mae, yeah.
Yeah. So the...
she wore that halter top.
That's right.
Tie it at the mid-drift or whatever.
That's true. That's why you liked her.
I did.
They didn't do much back then. Mm-hmm. Did you like her, Marianne, or Ginger better?
I was into Ginger.
I like Marianne.
Yeah, that's the correct answer to say. But Ginger, no, she moved the meter.
It's all really,
Marianne was just part of the cast in my.
That's right. Well, it's amazing. Are they all dead now?
Ginger's still around. Tina Louise.
I don't think the Botox is going to help anymore.
No, she's. I mean, she was acting in the 50s, so I mean, you know, she's in her late 80s, I believe. It's still going.
We were talking. The song came up. Oh, Sherry.
Steve Perry tune?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with him.
No.
But just for some reason, ever see somebody you just want to backhand? When you walk out, you just want to slug somebody. for some reason, even Dan Rather interviewed him on one of his shows about...
Yeah, I don't know how Dan Rather became the oracle of rock and roll, but he somehow cornered that market.
But he does, and it's interesting. But I just want to look and see. I want to go wring his effing neck for no reason at all, just because he annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so...
Neil Sean of Journey probably has the same outlook. I mean,
of course.
They haven't been playing together for a long time. And
I've seen that dude that replaced him, though. He's better.
He's very good.
His eyes go roll back into his head. He's Filipino.
He is.
So
he grew up listening to Journey, imitating Steve Perry, and now he
great.
Is for real.
My daughters got mad at me. I made fun of their country western freaks.
Yeah.
So I can honestly say I didn't listen to one of my things at the river
mm-hmm.
7 days. Not once. I let them use the sound equipment. And the speakers now are the size of your cell phone. They sound better than a wall of sound.
I know.
They're all country western. I go, how come there's all these country western guys, big fat ugly dudes with big beards? They look like shit. You sound like your dad. Yeah, I know. They go, what do they do? You think Jerry Garcia was really handsome?
Right.
Yeah, good point. Shut up. But it was Mick Jagger.
Oh.
He's skinny, but he's ugly. I mean, he looks a butt white.
You know, if he wasn't in the Stones, he'd be desperate for a date.
He couldn't even park a car. He couldn't even be a valet. But anyway, we're I'll get on the subject. But yeah, country western, I listened to a lot of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And which brings me to a pet project last night, played one of the new songs,
mm-hmm.
Cheap Perfume and Wine.
Okay.
And it's a really good song.
Nice.
You go on Spotify, you're listening to Cheap Perfume and Wine. It talks about the stench you left in my bed.
Ah.
And just totally trashes this gal.
Uh-huh.
And I said, it reminds me of some there's women that we know that hang out around Redondo Beach.
Sure.
No names. No, I'm not even going to hint. I better stop while I'm ahead.
I understand.
It's about them.
Know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Or in general, not specifically, yeah. But, you know.
But it's a great song. They wrote it. It's incredible. You know, these people write lyrics like that. Like one of the songs. What's the song? I bet you I won't gamble again. You can count on me.
Ah.
Just think of how that is written.
I like
bet
that.
You I won't gamble. I won't gamble
yeah,
again.
I bet you I won't do that.
No, unless it's on DraftKings.
Uh-huh.
But, anyway, yeah, back to the Who. I got one more thing about that.
Yeah.
I text my buddy. Right when I text you, I'm on my way.
Uh-huh.
I do the verbal text until you're talking into your phone.
Right.
And I've already said this. I don't think I did. I'm scratching my notes off here.
Well, sometimes the verbal gets lost in printed translation to what you read.
I set my Siri to the Irish female.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty, but they F up everything.
I do the same. In fact, mine just, or I use the Australian, I think. But, you know, I need an accent. And,
yeah,
you know,
an accent. I don't want some American bitch tell me where to drive.
No, that's a little too common
too
for
much.
Me.
Yeah.
I've done too much of that.
So I text Jeff. I go, were you at that Who concert, the Who's concert at the Forum?
Uh-huh.
With us in 72? So I came to a stop sign. I looked at my phone. It said, were you at the Jose concert? I said, so that means Donald Trump was thinking, is it Jose Feliciano? Were they changed too many Mexicans came into the country?
I'm thinking it could have been the San Jose concert, you know, before the Oakland
exactly.
show or something.
It could have been
so
San Jose.
Like, oh, maybe Jose, you know.
That's how it interpreted I guess I don't speak properly. But anyway, Jose. We were at the Jose concert.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't pick up on it. I had to call him. Called him and tell him it wasn't Jose. But you got to watch what you stock because... Excuse me, I'm losing my voice again. You don't ever listen to your shows again, do you?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I maybe occasionally will if I have a time and I'm doing some other work and I just have open time. I'll listen to it just to see how it goes. But I mean, not so much anymore. Although I should. The last time I did, I actually picked up a lot of bad habits that I was using, and I go, wow, I better listen to more shows.
Yeah, I listen. I go, you know, I'm sitting here thinking I'm all that. Sometimes when you listen again, you go, woof. Sometimes, well, just the way we talk, I talk.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks different. We're not like one of those pros. I'm not a pro. My throat's going bad. A pro on, you know, CBS News or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't make fun of announcers anymore.
No.
I don't make fun of people saying, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or, what's that, something they say? People, they say the same thing over and over again.
Right.
And it's like me right now. I'm losing my, I listen to this later. I'm going, you stuttering, effing, whatever. But
no, you're really not.
I know, but you get self.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta check yourself out.
Big time. You know, we all don't, none of us like our pictures when we see them. Going, I look like crap there.
Yeah, I know. I guess I bought some new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Walmart. I bought some smaller board shorts.
Nice. I need to do the same.
And some different, I can tell. You had some different, smaller t-shirts. Last night, this gal, Matthew's girlfriend,
uh-huh.
Lauren, Matthew, the singer, lead singer of Pet Project, goes, I didn't recognize you, Steve.
Wow.
I go, why, I'm wearing glasses. No, I'm not wearing a hat. No. Nope. And she goes, you lost a lot of weight. I said, no, I haven't recently. And I said, well, I'm wearing a tighter shirt. I found a shirt that fit.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you lose weight, you start keep wearing the same old clothes, you don't look like you lost the weight.
Yeah.
But it's a, people look at one thing. I've had people go, you look different.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen me wear a hat in a long time.
No.
Yeah, I always have those fedoras and stuff like that. But
yeah.
You know, this goes back to Pet Project and Feed the Kitty.
Yeah.
I walked into one of their gigs and I had my hat on.
And they were all wearing hats.
Yeah. I said, I felt like too much of a groupie. I said, I'm not wearing a hat because of them. I said, I'm off with a hat. So.
Yeah.
But, boys, you got to keep wearing those hats. You're losing your hair faster than I did.
I mainly wear mine to keep the wind from blowing it all over the place. You know, there's always a breeze. And, you know, I just got... looking,
if you don't know this thing, your hair's down past your shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm jealous as hell. I don't think I'd have it that long, but I wish I could. Well, I'd have long hair if I could. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so you're not bald.
Nope.
As soon as you get bald, I think a bald guy's coming in now.
Carl
Walsh. I think he's supposed to be on a show for a little while.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't know why.
Literally in a couple minutes.
Yeah, we're going to sign off here, and I'll go to another show for a few minutes.
At the same top secret location, ironically.
Yeah, he's here. This is our big studio.
Yeah.
Like ESPN, you're going to have Stephen Smith walking in.
He just said, I need more money. And I guess we're going to give it to him. You know, he's the highest paid employee of ESPN.
I heard that, yeah.
And he's going to be even higher. Like he's going to double down.
I guess he's the most watched person.
You know, it's kind of like the Howard Stern movie. They go, you know, what do people that like him, you know, say? Well, we want to listen longer to hear what he says next. What about the people that don't like him? They listen 3 hours to hear what he's going to say next. It's the media made a lot of money off President 45 there, too, just to hear what he's going to say next.
That's it. That's why he'll be president again.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one knowing what he's going to say next. But, yeah, Stephen A. Smith, I do record it in the morning.
Yeah.
I only get through, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I can't take it. I can't.
I just watch the little clips because they're about a minute 45.
Yeah, he's the most annoying racist I've ever seen. He's black. I mean, he's a racist.
Yeah.
Total.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever. I shouldn't go that way. I think it's time to sign off because it's time for me to go pee.
All right. And then we'll get all set up. And
and you got Carl Walsh.
See you in a couple minutes.
He's got his real show.
A little bit of Carl's show.
A little bit of Carl. We'll be back next week, I'm hoping.
Yes.
You never know. See ya.
We'll look forward to that. But in the